Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I heard Ron talking about something earlier tonight about, is this Good Friday? Why isn't it Bad Friday? Good question, isn't it? And I almost said something because that's how I was going to start my sermon tonight. So thank you for that segue. Why is this called Good Friday and not Bad Friday or Horrible Friday or something like that? Do you see that there might be a dichotomy there? And for those of you who don't know, that means like round peg in a square hole, or a square peg in a round hole. You know what I'm getting at. Or you got two opposing viewpoints which are both true, but yet they disagree with each other. Okay? Dichotomy. All right, so when we look at what we're talking about here with Good Friday, it is probably one of the most sad times in the church. Why? Well, as we look at the cross and we see the black on the cross, as of right now, Jesus died on the cross. Remember 3 years ago when I did the trivium? Here's the 3 hours, we had a 3-hour church service that people came in and left and things like that, where we actually celebrated and remembered the time that Jesus was on the cross and what happened during those 3 hours. I mean, it was a real interesting church service that day. When we look at what happened, the very last thing that Jesus says, it is finished. And with a great sigh, he gave up his spirit. At least that's what the scripture tells us. We watched the movie on the resurrection. Who did that? It's not Mel Gibson, is it?
No, it's the second part of Passion of Christ,
the movie. Okay. Well, in it, you know, Jesus says, it is finished, and he just goes and dies. But the thing is, we lose, and he gave, with a loud sigh, he gave up his spirit. Why is that so important? What is our soul? It's a spirit. It's the Spirit of God in us. When we die, what happens to that? It leaves our body, doesn't it? And so when Jesus gave up his spirit that night, it was showing that the end had come. But yet, was it an end, or was it a beginning? It was a beginning. So is it a bad Friday, or is it a Good Friday? See where the name comes from? You know, we talk about this kind of thing. If you've been coming to our Bible study, the Bible study we've been dealing with, you know, in the creed when we have, and he descended into hell, and 3 days later he rose. Well, why did Jesus descend into hell? Did he go down to be tormented? No. He went down to be recognized by the demons in hell and by Satan as the Son of God, and they worshiped him. It is a beginning. And on the third day when Jesus rose, it was a promise to us. It was a fulfillment of that promise to us. That if we die with him, and it's great that we have this going on with Alex on Sunday, if we die with him at the baptismal font, we will surely be raised with him in the resurrection. And so when we remember the last words of Christ, it is finished, it's not negative, it's positive. Because death, even for us, is graduation day. It's not something to be feared, it's something to be celebrated. It's where we get to go on to the next stage of our lives. May this blessing of eternal life keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.